The Brad Sessmatt Show, broadcasting live.
It's good Tuesday. Thanks for being with us. Bryce Perkins is going to be with us today. The former Chandler High Wolf quarterback who went to Arizona State, who went to Arizona Western Community College, who went to Virginia, who went undrafted, who didn't go to the combine, is now a heartbeat away from being on the field for the Los Angeles Rams as quarterback behind Matthew Stafford. It is a great story. And we'll have Bryce with us here shortly. I always like catching up with Bryce. Love his journey, how he humbled himself and went to community college, and it all worked out for him. Bryce Perkins will be with us. Edgerrin James, one of the great characters in his short period of time and just a flat baller. When he's with the Cardinals on the Super Bowl team, Edge is out with a new book, doing some business stuff. Love chopping it up with Edgerrin James. We will have that for you as well coming up on today's show. We're brought to you by Desert Financial Credit Union. Desert Financial Credit Union, taking care of you, taking care of your business. That is Desert Financial Credit Union. We do appreciate their support. This is year number 10, by the way. If you're looking at us like, wow, 10 years. Yeah, there was some stuff up here 10 years ago, but 10 years. And we just had our second biggest January in terms of people coming into the site in the history of the program. So it's cool. Cool, we do our thing. Jared Nielsen is our chairman of the board. He directs this ship. If anything gets screwed up, it's his fault and his fault alone. So there. Tom Brady made it official this morning. I don't think that this comes as any great surprise given the depth and the sticking to it reporting that was out there by NFL insiders and all of that. This is one of those stories that he made it final this morning. So it's all about Tom Brady, and he wrote his goodbye. And now the next step will be when there's a team next year that's not good, someone will reach out to Tom Brady. Next year, when the broadcast booth, actually not even next year, today, like when Sean Payton retired from the Saints, he had all this lined up for him to go be the guy opposite Troy Aikman, go to Amazon, go to Fox, be a guy that's in the booth. It's Sean Payton. He'll be great. Tom Brady, does Tom Brady want to go do that? Or is it just, hey, man, I want to go chill. I think I can chill. I think I got a couple dollars put away, and maybe someday I'll get into the ownership world. Tom Brady and investments is nonstop, the amount of things that he's involved in. I was looking at some stories this morning on the business side of things with Tom Brady. In terms of being here in the Valley and seeing Tom Brady roll through, yeah, we've had our moments. And it's great that he was here, and now he's gone. And that's how it works in sports. No different than when Michael Jordan rolled through here, and we also saw Michael Jordan. And think of the great baseball players that have had their run here. And all the players, we're very blessed to have athletes of that caliber come through our little slice of heaven, because it's not often, it's not many cities that are around the country. My friends in San Diego may be able to say they saw Tom Brady where I grew up. They may have seen him play a few times, but no, they don't have the NFL now. I got friends up in Sacramento. Unless they drove over to watch a 49ers game or a Raiders game, he wasn't in their town. Portland, nope, not in their town. So just go around the country. There's just a few of these that can say, you know, I saw fill-in-the-blank player. And you think about all the great ones in all sports that have come through Phoenix. Through Phoenix. We are pretty lucky. We're pretty lucky. Some of them come through after they're done playing, and it doesn't go as well. Wayne Gretzky with the Coyotes. Didn't go great. But we have those moments. We've had those times with Tom Brady here in Phoenix. And, you know, as great a destination market as we are, it'd be hard for me to believe that when he writes the book, when he does a book or 10 books, that he wouldn't stop off in Phoenix. So, you know, for me, that's how I look at things is, am I going to see this person ever again in person? And so there you go on Tom Brady. It's what else can you say? And you can make the arguments all you want. You can sit here and do hours of talk show hosts. Is it the greatest player you've ever seen? The greatest quarterback you've seen? And all that stuff. But for me today, it's just like, you know, I'm going to enjoy. I had the opportunity to sit and have the greatest meal. And my meal was watching Tom Brady play football. And now I can just sit back and say, yeah, I saw him. It's pretty cool. The Suns play Brooklyn tonight. I don't know if this is going to go well. And it is one of those spaces where you have to bring up here in the first day of February, Chris Paul's playing too many minutes right now. Same with Devin Booker. These games don't mean jack squat. Yeah, they're in position. They're in position to be, have the best record in the NBA before the season is over. But because of all the injuries and guys not being able to play, they're playing too many minutes right now. Bridges is playing too many minutes. Chris Paul's playing too many minutes. Devin Booker's playing too many minutes. Even though Devin had a rest in December, I don't care if they lose by 30 tonight if Chris Paul doesn't play. Who cares? If you're going to the game, you want to see the best. You're not going to see the best tonight. It's unfortunate, but it's the course of a long season. It is why the season is too long for these performers to stay at their highest level. At the end of the day, they are performers to entertain you. And rather than having 82 games, have 60 games. Let's just get rid of November and December basketball, or most of December. Pick it up on Christmas Day. Get started. Get yourself tuned up for a few weeks towards the end of March, and then turn it up when it's playoff time. Because a game like tonight, to me, it's the only time that Steve Nash is going to roll through here this year unless they play in the finals. It's the only time that Kyrie, because he's on the road. It's the only time that Kevin Durant's going to be able to play in front of us. So all that I get. But I kind of care more about, I don't know, May, June than February 1st basketball. Just me. Arizona State football is going to have some good news today. I can't tell you what that good news is because it would take away from a young man's day in the sun, and I'll leave it at that. But there's going to be some good news about Arizona State football today and a player that they're going to get. So there. By the way, Jordan Hamm is leaving today to go to Vegas, not because he's just getting married in 3 weeks, because he is, less than three. But the Shrine Game is up there, East-West Shrine Game. And there's all these ASU, U of A, and Brock Purdy angles that are up there. So Jordan is going to be on the road. I think he's going to try to jump on with me on Thursday from up in Vegas. Hope he is. And then Catherine Fitzgerald, for those of you that know talent, read talent, how she got away from Phoenix, I have no clue, no idea. But Catherine said she'll come on with me from the Senior Bowl. Down in Mobile. She's down there doing her thing with Buffalo. It's amazing how you have a major newspaper and scouting combines going on and you travel people to them. It's crazy. I don't know. What a concept. Anyway, Catherine Fitz is great, and we'll have her on Thursday, I do believe. But Bryce Perkins and Edgerrin James, they are coming up next. I'm Brad Sussmat. The football season rolls on. New users can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets if your team wins this week thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Here's how to claim this offer. You sign up for a DraftKings Sportsbook account. That's easy. Make your first-time deposit of $5 or more. That's simple. Place a $5-plus wager on your football team, and if they win, you win $200 in free bets. That's right. Just go to dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Again, that's dkng.co/sports360. Act now. This offer won't be around forever. All right. So the pride of Chandler is with us. That would be Bryce Perkins, who's head of the Super Bowl. I'm laughing because I've seen you since we're talking off air, since the day when you were like this little scrawny kid at Chandler. And then you get to ASU, and then you get to Arizona Western, although I'm looking for a photo of that. And then here you are at Virginia, just all gunned up. And now here you are as a Super Bowl quarterback. Like, I don't know. How would you describe this journey?
Yeah, it's crazy. And I just remember going through so many different hoops and obstacles that, you know, I was like, okay, maybe this will work out. Maybe it will not, you know, and during the time, from leaving Arizona State to going to JUCO, going to, from junior college to UVA, it's wild that everything's led up to here after so many different things that has happened since high school. But everything happens for a reason, and you know, being a part of this organization, being around these guys, is something that was definitely you know, meant to be in my path, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. You know, and I never thought that it happened this fast, second year, but it did. And this whole journey, this whole year has been such a blessing. And you know, we got one more to go. You know, I know all my family's happy. My dad's super happy. So we just got to finish it. But it feels great. It feels surreal. Now it's time to go actually finish it off.
Last time I saw you, we really chopped it up. You were in a dorm room at Arizona Western, which I loved your journey, because what you showed me and others, I'm sure, but to me, I love the grit. Because a lot of guys that get to your point have that moment where they want to quit. Tom Brady's dad was talking about the day that Tom didn't get drafted early and he went for a walk, and Mr. Brady thought there might be some cars mashed up with a baseball bat or something. He was so bad and he stuck with it. So mad he stuck with it. I'm curious, on your journey, did you have a moment or two where you're like, what am I doing? And I just need to go get out of this football thing and get into another biz. Did you come close to the edge?
I've always knew, no matter what decision I made, I was like, okay, this is going to be the best for me. I just always had faith that, you know, if I just made a decision and then figure out what I need to do in that situation to move on to the next, you know, then I'll just do it. So when I was leaving Arizona State, I wanted to go to another Power Five, but,
yep.
That wasn't the best option for me. I mean, I couldn't really, and a lot of schools weren't offering me. So I knew once I made the decision to go to junior college, I shifted my focus to say, okay, now all I have to do is just do good in junior college and I'll have another opportunity. So I knew whatever decision I made, it was on me to take the proper steps and make the plays and do well in my performance. For me to get back to another Power Five. And that goes the same with not only just junior college, but life, even at Virginia. I knew, you know, there are certain things I had to do to better put me in a situation like this. So I just knew I just had to do it. And I've always been kind of confident in just how, you know, going about things. And my family has been super supportive. So I've always had this thing in the back of my mind. It's going to work out. Well, it's going to work out. Just keep going. Put one foot in front of the next and just keep going step by step. No matter where you at in life right now, in junior college, you know, going undrafted, not going to the combine, just keep going. Just keep doing the work. Keep step by step. And eventually everything will work out. So here we are, year two, with the Rams. Who would have thought? Me and my quarterback coach, kind of joke about it, because you know it was my journey to get to year two has been so crazy. Mm-hmm. So we always joke about it, and now here we are, and going to the Super Bowl. So just keep on striving, keep on putting one foot in front of the next. That's kind of just been my motto to handle situations in adverse conditions.
Bryce Perkins is with us. He is heading to the Super Bowl, not as a fan, as a player. He's with the Rams. What a great story. What a great journey. The Rams and Bengals coming up a week from Sunday. He joins us for a few minutes from Los Angeles. What has been the coolest moment about this journey so far? Was it maybe, hey, Pop, you want to go to the Super Bowl? I got tickets. I mean, what's been the coolest part of this journey now that you are going to the Super Bowl the last few days?
Man, yeah, I think it's having my family here throughout, even not just last week, but just the season, being in LA so close to Arizona, they've been able to be up here as much as they can and be a part, you know, of the wins and the losses that we've had, and just being able to come home after a game, even last week, you know, come home and sharing that excitement with them. Knowing that they're so excited and all that they've done for me growing up and all that they sacrificed for me to be here today, be able to come home after a victory like that and just share the excitement with them is so it's so surreal. And I've always been kind of calm demeanor. So when I get home, they've always had more energy. They always were seen to be more excited than me. And it's awesome just to be able to come home and come to a family that's really happy for you. Along with my brother, he's been at a lot of games so far. So the family is what makes it really special for me that they've been able to be here and be a part of it.
You're rocking gear today, I see. You got the shirt.
Yeah, man. Cooper Cup, triple count, triple crown, Cooper Cup. It's a bad man right here. It's a bad man right here. Yeah. Cooper Cup, man. Awesome dude. Smart as a whip. And that's why he's done everything that he's done. So, you know, I had to represent my dog, Tim, today. And then, you know, with the hat.
That's fun. You know, the thing on Cooper Cup, I've been telling people that he does deserve some MVP votes in this league. It always goes to quarterbacks, but if you don't have Cooper Cup, I don't think you and I are having this conversation, right?
Oh man, it definitely would have been a lot harder for us to get in this situation. But who knows? I can't speak on that. But Cooper Cup makes a lot easier just who he is as a person and how he understands the game and being in the quarterback room. Just with us is seeing how much, you know, how knowledgeable he is about how he plays and how savvy he is. It's just admiring to watch. You know, for a guy that, you know, maybe doesn't jump off at the talent scale when you see numbers, but how he plays, how he creates separation. It seems like every time someone's on him, they're falling down or they're looking the opposite way when he's going this way. So and that all comes with just how smart he is and how he approaches the game. And his demeanor, man, it's awesome. Who he is as a person, past just the football, him being on our team is definitely a lot of load off his shoulders, especially if you want to talk about quarterback-wise. Knowing that you have someone that reliable makes it a lot easier on you.
Sure. How's Matthew Stafford helped you, and what's he like in the quarterback room? Fans want to know.
Yeah. No, he is great, and that's why part of the reason so happy for him. You know how long he's been in the NFL, and coming to the Rams last year, not really knowing too much about a guy besides what you see on TV, but just experience with him in the QB room this year is great, man. He's such a great dude. He cares, you know, and he I'll give an example. For Christmas, he was thinking about the janitors. He wanted to do something for the janitors, give them a little Christmas present. Everybody in the the staff, which was, I thought was something really cool because, you know, not a lot of guys do that without, you know, making it about them. But, you know, he's definitely selfless. And one thing that I've always appreciated of him is how tough he is on the field. I mean, you know, you hear how tough he is on the field, but people don't know exactly what he's been going through since training camp. And his body's been beat up since training camp, and he's been having to put himself together game by game. And for him to go out, you know, every Sunday and just perform and not make any excuses about how his body's feeling is something that, you know, as a quarterback, you look at and say, okay, you know, this is – if you want to be a quarterback to model at and have guys really look up at you, you know, this is kind of how you have to be. He has been definitely a great role model for me. I think of a lot of things from his game that I'm going to try to work on in the offseason. And you know, he's been great to be around with.
Before I get you out of here, and I appreciate your time, Bryce Perkins with us for a few minutes, former Chandler High star, Arizona State quarterback, Arizona Western, Virginia. See, I can rattle it off. And now part of the Super Bowl, Los Angeles Rams. You're a heartbeat or two away from being on the field. Your preparation, your focus, because when you're in that spot as the backup, you've got to be looking at everything and saying, okay, what might happen? How do you approach these next 10 days?
Yeah, definitely without the reps, just getting, you know, locked in on different looks that we may get and going through the situations in my head. Kind of the same as this whole year. You know, kind of running just the walkthrough reps on scout team. using that time to really hone in on different looks that our defense gives us, and say to myself, okay, we have this look, we have this front. What would the protection be? Where should the ball be going if they run this? And just finding little details like that in situations like that, and then all the field watching film as well, to make sure that I'm in the best position if something was to happen. And it's always going to be different because those reps, those live reps are important, but you can definitely help yourself a lot just by making sure that you're on your toes about all the mental part of the game that you can control just by watching film and studying.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. How many ticket requests have you had already?
Oh, man. Hey, a lot, man, a lot. But they don't know the prices on these tickets, though. So we only get up two. But after that, the prices is kind of steep for the tickets. So, but I've received a fair share, definitely.
the Chandler fan base reached out to you. Anybody from there?
Yeah, man. A couple of my classmates have reached out. A couple of my teachers have reached out.
That's great.
Yeah, man. I seen one of the guys that I think I was a freshman. I may have been a freshman and he was a sophomore. I think he went to Dobson, but he reached out and was like, man, I remember sophomore year, freshman year, I told you going to the league. And it's crazy just how much support that is around the Chandler area and how much love it is. So it's been awesome throughout this whole journey, man. Just being a part of Chandler, being on the Chandler team, just being in that community has been something I've carried with me with pride throughout, you know, Chandler, junior college, ASU, you know, from high school on, I've been carrying that with pride because it means something to me coming from Chandler and, you know, all that we represent.
Yeah. That's great stuff. You have a book in you, Bryce. When you're done playing, you can motivate people. I mean, your journey is really spectacular to see where you're at and the things that you've had to overcome and physically, mentally run through walls, stick with it. Like you said, not get invited to the combine and, you know, all that stuff. And here you are. So good for you. And I appreciate your time and your insights today.
Yeah, no, of course, Brad. Thank you for having me on.
Of course, there is Bryce Perkins, and we're back with more after this timeout. All right, let's take a minute here to talk about DraftKings. This is important, guys. The football season is rolling on. New users can bet $5 to win $200 in free bets if your team wins this week, thanks to our partnership with DraftKings. Really happy to have them on board. Here's how to claim this offer. Sign up for a DraftKings Sportsbook account. Make your first-time deposit of $5 or more. Place a $5-plus wager on your football team, and if they win, you win $200 in free bets. It's that easy. Just go to dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Again, that's dkng.co/sports360 to claim this offer. Act now. This offer won't be around forever, thanks to DraftKings. All right, as promised, it's Edge. Edrin James. One of the greatest Hall of Fame speeches I have ever seen. Former Arizona Cardinal went to the Hall of Fame last August and had so much words of wisdom. And he's written a book, and it's, correct me if I'm wrong on this, it's great to see you, one, but this book, From Gold Teeth to Gold Jacket, it's business and football, or football and business, Edge? Where are you at on this book?
Well, I think they run parallels. I think football is business. Football is life. You know, and so I made sure to make the comparison, but you can see the whole path throughout my walks in football that actually can help anybody or kind of resonate with many people that's actually dealing with business, because football is business, especially when you get to the NFL.
When did you first decide to do a book, and why do a book?
Well, you know, I decided to do the book once, I guess, the mission was complete. You know, it's one of those things you set out to do to become a Hall of Fame football player. And I couldn't close that football chapter until I actually reached that milestone. And to actually receive the gold jacket, you know, I think it's time. You know, you have the whole story. You have the front and the back. So everything's covered now from the beginning all the way to the end.
When did business start to become on your radar? As a kid? I mean, when did you start having business acumen about the whole deal that you were involved in?
Well, at a young age, you know, you start learning business. My grandfather was a contractor, and he's always dealt with different people. And for myself, you know, you start to be around those things, and then you start looking at sports. And once you leave college, you realize, hey, it's no longer the childhood game that you played that's strictly for fun. You know, now it's really strictly business, and it's strictly for funds with a D, you know. So it's, you know, it changes, you know, it goes from fun to funds. And the NFL is a serious business. And anybody that plays in the league long enough, they're going to really understand business, and hopefully they end up on the right side of it.
When you see name, image, likeness in this day and age with college kids, if they had NIL when you were back in the day, maybe they had NIL, we just didn't know about it. I don't know. But, you know, Charles Barkley gives me the greatest line ever, Brad. He said, I took a pay cut when I went to the NBA. But, you know, in all seriousness, NIL in this day and age, just on a business side, when you see what's going on with college players today, and even some high school kids wanting to get involved in NIL, what do you make out of it, Edge? Or have you followed it that closely?
Yeah, I actually speak about that in the book. You know, I speak about that because, you know, I think it's a serious topic. I have two sons that are they're in college. One in college, one's going to college. And you have to be aware of everything that's going on. So I make sure that I'm aware of it and kind of know the rules. And for a parent that has no idea about this stuff, I think it could go left easy, you know, because when you start talking about your personal needs, the things you need, especially in sports. In sports, we have, you know, a lot of kids coming from, you know, tough situations. And those situations could dictate a decision, you know, and an uninformed decision. So the rules, they're not that clear. I think it's a slippery slope. I think there's going to be benefits to some, but I think it's gonna do some damage also, because you think about the hunger you have. I look back at myself. If there was an NIL during those times, you know, are you going to skip out this workout to go do this interview or to go do this photo shoot? You know, are you going to, you know, go on this vacation? Is the hunger going to be there? You know, are you turning to a celebrity? You have potential to make more money than the people that's actually teaching you and coaching you and the guys that's pushing you. And for some guys, you know, it could go wrong. But if it's done right, I think it could be a great tool. It's like fire, you know, it can warm you, or it can burn you. It depends on how you use it.
Very wise words there, because I see players at the college level that are just chasing the NIL, which really is pennies, but they may need the money now. I get that. Versus guys, if you just grind for 2 years and you get to the league, you're going to make that money exponentially. So the hunger that you talk about, I think the outside voices on the college player with NIL sometimes gets distracted in its mixed messaging.
I agree. Absolutely.
Edrin James with us for a couple of minutes. Why don't you put that book right in front of the camera for a second, just so people can see it. It's called From Gold Teeth to Gold Jacket. There it is. It comes out right before the Super Bowl, but I'm sure you can pre-order it. Edrin James, not just a Hall of Fame running back, but an author now. That's pretty cool.
to add another title to your name. It's like somebody going to get a PhD. You're just adding layers. It's just another layer. And for me, it's just really getting a chance to show, you know, the kids or the younger kids that, hey, there's more to it than just playing sports. There's more to it than just going to college. You know, there's so many other things you can attain that's possible and that's out there. And for me, this is something that I've added to all the major things or all the many things that I've accomplished. And to be able to put a book out there, that's a big deal, because I love to read books. But to be able to walk in a bookstore and, you know, see your name on a book, I think that's pretty dope.
That is really, really something. If someone does buy this book, what are they going to get out of it? What do you hope they get out of it?
Well, I think hopefully they'll see themselves at some point in time in the book, because it covers a wide range of topics. You know, it covers a lot, and especially athletes that's actually playing the game. And if you're a fan, when you look at this look, when you read this book, you're going to get a greater appreciation for the things we've done, or especially when our time at the coach, you know, the work we put in, you know, we speak on those things. And then you hear from a bunch of different players, coaches, you hear from the owner, you hear from them and their words. So I try to make it a timeless book, something that mm-hmm. people can resonate with, because I look at the things that have been going on year in and year out, you know, so a lot of stuff is repetitive, you know, and you want to say, okay, how can I help change the narrative? How can I help, you know, bring awareness to certain situations?
Stuff that you would have seen as a 16-year-old, you may say, man, if I just would have had somebody tell me this, now that I'm out of the game, I would have, should have, could have, right?
Yeah, I think when you look at some of the things that we talk about in here, I think you get a greater appreciation for the person. And when you see people that drive, you see a person that's hungry, and you see the things you go through to attain certain things, to be an NFL player, to actually get there, that's one thing. But to stay there, that's another thing. To make it to the Hall of Fame, that's another thing. To actually be successful financially when that career is over, that's another thing. There's so many layers to it. You know, some people, you know, their ceiling is not high enough, you know, and they'll sit up there and settle. They'll say, hey, I made it to the NFL. It was great. And they'll ride that out. And they feel like they've accomplished what they set out to accomplish when there's more to it. And I always want to show that there's more to it than just getting there. There's more to life than just doing that. And also, you know, I speak on being a parent, you know, because we all have to go through these same things. You know, you didn't have to play football to talk about your children. So I always talk about my children. You know, I talk about every facet of life that I could. You know, you wish you had more time. It may need a part two because it's so much information, but it's condensed.
It's really smart. Hall of Famer Edgerrin James with us. Before I get you out of here, here's what I see of players that are done with their careers. Most of them are not sitting across from me with a book and speaking words of wisdom about finance, family. A lot of them are still trying to find the rush of running out on the field in front of 70,000 people and having this car for free or that meal for free. And some are lost souls, quite frankly. The period of adjustment for you when you left the game, was it a struggle at all for you before you entered the Hall of Fame?
No, it never was a struggle for me because I knew my purpose before I got there. You know, before I got to the NFL, I understood that football is just a vehicle to get me where I'm trying to really go. You know, I've always wanted to be in business. I always wanted to lead by example. And we see a lot of the guys that kind of go through things. You have to understand the why. You know, the why is it's like you committed your whole entire life to being the best at what you're doing. And then with what you're doing, it's kind of the job's not available no more. Now you're back in the real world. And I think anybody would struggle when it's something, when they have to just, hey, I got to get out here and do something.
Under them. Yeah. Yeah.
Take is totally different. So yeah. I think when people get a clear understanding of the athlete's point of view and the reason why athletes are put in that situation is because you have to think there's so much pressure to perform at a high level, to go out and give these fans the best game or everything you have. You have to give it everything you have. And if you're giving it everything you have, I mean, you're slacking in other areas. So it's not as easy as people think to find that balance. And for me, you know, I went into it for football. You know, I love playing football, but I love business more. So my priorities were a little bit different. And that helped me with the transition because it was an easy transition for myself because I knew what I was there for.
Before I get you out of here, the time with the Cardinals, I remember at the Super Bowl, was it a white? What was the car you drove up in?
The Lamborghini.
Yeah.
The white Lamborghini.
Yep. I'm standing there waiting for you to show up. I've got my cameraman, and here comes Edge, and you know, the white Lamborghini pulls up, and you hop out. You had fun at that Super Bowl. You had fun with the whole process when you're here in Arizona. It looked like
no, you know, when man, I enjoy life. You know, I don't let life bog me down. I don't take nothing too serious. You know, I get it. Once I get an understanding of what I'm doing, I'm going to make the best out of it. You give me 2 hours to go have fun, I'm going to go have 2 hours of fun. You know, I'm not going to just sit there and wait on somebody else to tell me what to do. You know, I'm going to make the most out of it. And that's what I did when I was in Arizona. You know, Arizona, I didn't know anybody. I didn't have no family or anything. But within a couple of weeks, within a couple of months, you know, I was around the city just like I had been there for years, you know. Yeah. So it's one of those things where me, I'm going to make the most out of it because I know where I'm coming from. And where I'm coming from, you don't have these opportunities. So I embrace those opportunities. I loved Arizona. It was beautiful weather, beautiful city. And to go there to a franchise that wasn't one of the most popular, that wasn't known for winning, and helped shape that franchise and turn it around, you know, that's a great feeling to even make it to the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Fans loved you here. You were, your time was short, but you left a lasting imprint, and that's what it's all about in life. I appreciate the time and good luck on the book, and we hope to see you back here in Arizona sometime doing something. All right.
All right. Okay. I'll see you out there.
There's Edgerrin James. Why don't you push that book out one more time, Edge, and we'll say goodbye off that. The book. There it
the
is.
Bust.
The bust.
The bust.
That Hall of, that Hall of Fame speech was something, something
thank
to this day.
I appreciate that.
You
I
were real that. And you were real and just beat people right between the eyes. So there's Edgerrin James.
You.
From gold teeth to gold jacket, the Hall of Fame running back, former Arizona Cardinal and Colts. Get his book. It's out now. We're back after this time out.